This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's sort of been lost in the aftermath of House Republicans passing their health care plan, but it's worth noting here that there is a White House tax reform proposal on the table. Both the White House and Speaker Ryan have said taxes are up next once health care gets done. The proposal is brief, to be sure, just a single page, of which three bullet points are related to individual taxes: reducing the number of brackets and tax rates, something about tax relief for children and dependent care expenses, and a doubling of the standard deduction. If you paid income tax, you've had to choose between taking that standard deduction, about 70% of taxpayers do, or itemizing your deductions. The interesting thing, though, is how something originally designed to make filing simpler has become the go-to way to get middle-class tax relief. Marketplace's Aaron Schrenk explains how we got here.
Americans didn't really have to pay any federal income tax until 1913. Even then, for the first few decades, it was only a tax on the wealthy, a class tax.
That changed in World War II.
Georgetown law professor John Brooks says the government needed a whole lot of money to pay for the war, so it expanded income tax to get it. More than 70% of the population now had to pay up to Uncle Sam.
All of a sudden, what had been a class tax is now a mass tax. Most people are now paying the income tax, many of them for the first time.
The government framed it as a patriotic act, like in this Disney cartoon shown in theaters.
Every American should pay his or her income tax, gladly and proudly. This year, thanks to Hitler and Hirohito, taxes are higher than ever before.
Gathering taxes from millions more people was a challenge. The tax system was already pretty complex, with things like itemized deductions for medical and investment expenses. So in 1944, Congress created what it called the standard deduction. Instead of keeping shoeboxes full of receipts, taxpayers could just deduct 10% from their taxable income. Brooks says that's how Congress left the standard deduction for 20 years, percentage rather than a flat amount like today.
Then in 1964, they said, well, you know what? We explicitly want to get some people off the tax rolls. If we created a minimum amount, no matter how low your income was, the standard deduction was always going to be a flat amount, then we know that anybody with income below that amount would not be a taxpayer anymore.
Congress even renamed that minimum standard deduction the low income allowance for a bit. Then in the 70s, a new issue came into view: inflation. It was high, eating into the incomes of the middle class. Stephen Bank teaches tax law at UCLA. He says people wanted to protect what remained of their hard-earned money from taxation.
Every lawyer, doctor, dentist, accountant was involved in some kind of a tax shelter, movie tax shelters, alpacas, you name it. And that was not something that the average person could participate in.
So Congress began increasing the standard deduction to try to give the middle class a tax shelter of its own. Then came Ronald Reagan's 1986 Tax Reform Act. Before signing it, Reagan addressed the American people and explained he wanted to clean up a messy system.
As tax rates escalated, the tax code grew ever more tangled and complex, a haven for special interests and tax manipulators, but an impossible frustration for everybody else.
Reagan's reforms increased the standard deduction from about $3,600 to $5,000 for joint filers. It was a big jump. Now Trump is proposing another increase. Tax law expert Ed McCaffrey at the University of Southern California says it might not make a difference.
It looks like what we're seeing from Trump, even on the standard deduction front, is a sleight of hand. It's not a meaningful move.
McCaffrey says that's because the current proposal doesn't mention what's going to happen to personal exemptions, and middle-class families have used those historically to help lower their tax bill. I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.